All right. I want to tell you guys a couple of very quick stories before we're joined by Harold Kuntz of Fox 4. So some of you know, but I work for Infinity Sports Radio. I also work for Sirius XM Radio. I do some fill-in stuff with Sirius. I got a daily slot every week on the Infinity Sports Network. So my producer, my version of Rob for Infinity Sports, every year he goes to a different Major League Baseball stadium. Big Mets fan, tries to see the Mets play at a different stadium every year. Well, this year he chose Kansas City. The Mets were coming. We could meet for the first time in person. Funny enough, we talked on the phone for probably the last 4 years or so. We've never been in the same place before. So he came down here and we hung out. We went to the Mets game on Saturday. We did some other things. Rob, I will say it was very interesting to see Kansas City through the eyes of a tourist. I've lived here my whole life. So when he's asking me, well, what should I do? And I'm like, hey, I'll take you around. I'll show you some different things. I'm trying to think of it as, hey, if I'm only in Kansas City for 2 days, what are some things that I would be into doing? What are some things that I would like to do if I was trying to get just a 48-hour quick snapshot of the city? So he got into town on Thursday. We were still, I don't know, he was doing stuff, I was doing stuff. We didn't get a chance to meet up on Thursday. I then hung out with him after we got off of the show on Friday and basically all day on Saturday. So we did a lot of different things. One interesting thing that he told me, he said everywhere that he went, he has a clear New York accent. You can tell he ain't from around these parts. He told me, Rob, that every person that suggested a barbecue restaurant told him one to go to. Do you know what it was? It was Q39. This is my question. 913-586-7965. Is that what we're telling the out-of-towners? You're telling me when somebody comes in from out of town and you know that they're not from here, you meet somebody in line somewhere and they say, oh, hey, I'm from Seattle. I'm from Phoenix. And they ask you, where should you go get barbecue? Q39's now become the number one answer on the board. He told me on Saturday, we're driving around, he said four separate people. He said when he rented his car, he went to go take a tour at Arrowhead on Saturday morning. He said every person that he had told, hey, I'm from out of town, suggested Q39 as the place to go get barbecue. I didn't know that was the it place. I mean, I didn't take him to Q39 to go get barbecue. But Rob, is that what you're telling people? Whenever somebody is coming in from out of town and you suggested them a barbecue restaurant, Q39 has become the number one answer on the board?
It is not my number one answer, and I have a unique experience because around this time last year, I obviously had my wedding, so I had a lot of out-of-town guests in, and they were like, what's the best barbecue spot to go to? I told them the most unique, fun experience, a great barbecue, the spot to go is you got to go to the gas station, you got to go to Joe's, but I'm stunned because I wouldn't have Q39 on my Mount Rushmore. I am stunned that word of mouth about Q39 is so big that they are the ones everyone is being told to go to. Like that, it's not Q39's good. It's a very good barbecue place, but I don't think it's quintessential Kansas City. But maybe I'm just too can't see the forest for the trees type of deal.
So we tried to do the Joe's. So this is what I told them. And you can tell me if I'm right or wrong here. I'm a lifelong Kansas City, but maybe we do it a little bit different. I told him that we have a big four. You guys know who I think the big four are. I think it's Joe's, Gates, Jack Stack, and Arthur Bryant. I think those are the big four. Now, I do agree. I think that Q39 is the most popular barbecue restaurant in town that is outside of that big four. But I do think that's the big four. And I told him, hey, you're here for 3 nights. You should try to go to at least 2 of the big four. If you get a chance to go somewhere else, cool, but you got to go to 2 of at least the 4. So the first night we went to Gates, got a mixed plate, shared a mixed plate. The next night we went to the Jack Stack over on the plaza. We did try to go to the Joe's, the original location. That line was crazy. And I was sitting there saying, hey, I'll wait in this line if you really want to, but I'm telling you right now, there's other places for amazing barbecue that we can just skip all this line and we can go sit down. Like, we will be able to leave the location over in, what's that, West 47th Street, wherever the Joe's is. By the time we drive from here to the plaza location, we can go sit down at the bar and be eating by the time that you'd be halfway done with this line. That's how crazy the line was. I don't know if this was the summer, the Mets were in town. I don't know what it was, but you guys know, when you see that Joe's line wrapped around the building, I ain't going there today. I'll wait. I'll go back. I've had Joe's enough. I've had enough Z-Mans in my life. I'll have another one, I'm sure of it. So I felt bad that he didn't get a chance to go into the gas station location, but he did get a chance to see it. We also rocked around Union Station for a while. I was telling him, hey, this is where the draft was. This is where the parade was. I'm sure you've seen it on television. I took him out where, you know, that the big statue, the Scout. He's like, you know, I want to see the sights. And I'm like, oh, well, you can't really get much better of a view of downtown Kansas City than here. It was a nice night outside. I'm like, hey, let's just go over here. It's real close. You can just see it. I also took him to Up-Down. Feels like you're a 35-year-old man. You're looking for something to do. I don't know if you can go wrong with going to Up-Down. Get yourself a beer. We played some games, played some skee ball, had a good time. I was just trying to see Kansas City through the eyes of a tourist. Another touristy thing we did, Rob, you'd be proud of me. We took him to Boulevard, the little brewing hall, the little beer hall. And I was like, I think these are the four most popular beers from Boulevard. These are not my four favorite, but this is what I think most Kansas Cityans would say are the four most popular beers, and they made them a little flight. So it was Space Camper, the Pale Ale, the Tank 7, and the Boulevard Wheat. Now, I'm sure you're going to tell me that's wrong, and there's other beers that you should have on the flight, but I said if you're just doing four beers, because they'll give you a flight, $11 for the four beer little flight that they have, I felt like those are the four most popular beers that Boulevard has to offer.
I actually have no problem with your Boulevard beers. Let's circle back a minute. I would have not had the Scout on my checklist to take a tourist to. It's a good answer. I'm not, you know, knocking it. But it would have been pretty low on my list to walk someone up to that hill to get a view of Kansas City and see the KC Scout. Like, that is, I think that's a little bit, you know, hardcore Kansas City to show someone. Text line, maybe I'm wrong. I would not have had KC Scout on my show or tourist Kansas City checklist. It wouldn't have made mine. Boulevard, yes. Up, down, there's plenty of bars in Kansas City you can do. Cool, whatever. I would be down with that. Barbecue, check, check, and check. The Scout is a little bit of a niche pick by you.
Yeah, so we did the Liberty Memorial. You go up there and you can see it. It's like,
Right there, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, around the corner, there's a different view. And the point I made was, you'll see this view a million times if you watch Sunday Night Football. Like, there's certain views that they always show when they do B-roll of Kansas City. Like, they're going to give you the shot of the Western Auto sign. They're going to give you that overhead of the streetcar. You're going to see the Kauffman Center. You're also going to get that view of the time elapse from the Scout close to Penn Valley. So I just thought that was a good, it's quick, it's easy. It's a 10-minute activity. It doesn't really take a whole lot of time.